This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot opened its hearing this morning without a key witness after Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Bill Stepien, abruptly pulled out of testifying, citing a family emergency. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson opened the hearing, saying Donald Trump betrayed the trust of the American people and tried to remain in office when people had voted him out.
He ignored the will of the voters. He lied to his supporters and the country. And he tried to remain in office after the people had voted him out.
Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren said there's no mystery here. Donald Trump, she said, is responsible for what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
The attack on January 6th was a direct and predictable result of Mr. Trump's decision to use false claims of election fraud to overturn the election and to cling to power.
Former President Trump has called the investigation a witch hunt. Fears about a possible recession are pounding markets worldwide. Stocks tanked this morning on opening. The Dow was down hundreds of points. They're calling it a breakthrough. Senate bargainers proposed deal on new gun safety measures. The AP's Ben Thomas.
It's a measured breakthrough offering modest gun curbs and bolstering efforts to improve school safety and mental health programs. The proposal falls short of tougher curbs sought by President Biden and many Democrats. But even so, if it leads to the enactment of legislation, it would represent a turn after years of gun massacres that have yielded little but stalemate in Congress. In a statement, the president says while it does not do everything he thinks is needed, it reflects important steps in the right direction.
Gas is $5.01 a gallon as you start your work week. That's up 15 cents in a week. A year ago, it was $3.07 a gallon. The AAA blames demand and high oil prices. This is AP News. The latest now on little kids and COVID vaccines. The AP's Jennifer King with what we've learned.
In an analysis posted Sunday, the Food and Drug Administration said that Pfizer's child-sized coronavirus vaccines for children under five appear to be safe and effective. The FDA is expected to make its official decision shortly after an all-day meeting Wednesday by an independent panel of experts. Then it goes to a CDC panel. Last week, the FDA also gave the thumbs up to Moderna's shots for children under six. White House Virus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha detailed the government's preparations for the expected approvals.
We could see shots in arms of kids under five as early as the week of June 20th.
Millions of doses have been pre-ordered, but it's not clear how many parents will get their kids vaccinated right away. Government data shows that less than a third of those ages 5 to 11 have already gotten the two recommended doses. Jennifer King, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.